Yes, thank you. We have one item under old business this morning. It is an ordinance to amend Chapter 115, Article 1, by amending the definitions of dwelling, dwelling single family, dwelling multifamily, and family. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this ordinance amendment on August 7th of 2014. Again, in your packet on Friday, you were provided with a copy of the commission's findings. The commission reviewed the ordinance. There was no parties present in support. James Truitt, Jr. of Rehoboth area, spoke in opposition to the ordinance. The commission did on August 7th defer action. On August 21st, the commission discussed this application under old business. All members weren't present, so the commission did again defer action for further consideration. On September 11, 2014, the commission discussed this item under old business again. Mr. Robertson advised the commission that the ordinance was reviewed several weeks prior through public hearing, that some concerns were expressed about foster children, and added that foster children are already governed by state coots. There is a need exists for the commission to take action on the ordinance so that the council may proceed with a public hearing this year. At the request of the commission, Mr. Robertson read a suggested motion stating that the commission recommend that the ordinance to amend Chapter 115, Article 1, amending the definition of dwelling, dwelling single family, dwelling multifamily, and family be approved. There was a motion by Mr. Smith, seconded by Mr. Burton, and carried unanimously to forward this ordinance amendment to the Sussex County Council with a recommendation that this ordinance amendment be approved as circulated, and that motion carried 5-0. In your packet, you also received a copy of the proposed draft of the ordinance as reviewed and discussed through the Planning and Zoning Commission. The synopsis of the ordinance states that the ordinance amends the definition of family, single-family dwellings, multifamily dwellings, to avoid unintended discrimination under state and federal law. It confirms that a family may include one or two people living together, and not only their natural or adopted children, but also stepchildren and foster children. It also clarifies that children are permitted to reside with legally appointed guardians. It permits licensed and approved residential houses of no more than 10 persons with disabilities as defined by the Delaware Fair Housing Act. And lastly, it recognizes that it is appropriate for two families to reside in a single unit when the owners of the unit are elderly and or disabled. And that was the synopsis. You provided with memo that was sent to council on August 17 by myself in reference to these ordinance, giving the dates and information that were received in the process. And that's all I have. Unless you have questions.
Question to council?
Yeah, no, I'm just still trying to grapple with not so much again the dwelling issue. It's the definition of family, and I think we raised some questions before about Vince. Yeah, separating, grandfathering. Is there any comments on anybody look at any of that kind of stuff? The concern is when you get this definition of family, we have communities that have been developed, subdivisions, except what I'm thinking about is with deed restrictions, and do deed restrictions still trump anything, or does this all trump deed restrictions?
No, the deed restrictions would still...
Park owners of these mobile home parks have got, part of their business plan a lot of times is to have some strong restrictions to make sure that the parks maintain a certain level of standard, high standards typically. And that the impact that this definition of family could have on that.
It won't, because a subdivision through its deed restrictions or a condominium or a manufactured home park, it still create its own rules, just like,
landlord, any landlord.
Right, just like, in a in a subdivision, the county doesn't dictate the size of a house, and in restrictive covenants, you could say the houses have to be a certain size. So the restrictions will always, you know, trump the county code in this regard. So you could be, you could have your own rules if you own a manufactured home park or subdivision. This is strictly just for the county zoning code.
So
you could be more restrictive if you want,
George,
as long as it's, you know, as I said before, we're not giving advice to private individuals or what they can or can't do in terms of the Federal Fair Housing Act, but they can be more restrictive or create their own rules however they want. So.
Okay, so just how about the possibility of separating out a definition of family as an ordinance and a definition of dwelling?
Well,
we do have, I mean, the thing is that concerns me in the title, we've got definition of a single family, which is obviously dwelling, and a multifamily, which is obviously dwelling. Then you get to this other thing called a family. And I don't know how they're all, I don't know how we're putting it all together into one ordinance, and why are we putting it all together?
Well,
and do we have to?
And actually, we don't. What we have right now in our code, a definition of family. And when you look at, you know, other jurisdictions, how they have dealt with that. Really, for zoning purposes, family is not a term that's really useful anymore because family means everything to everybody. It's hard for, you know, people to determine what that can mean. So we've eliminated that from the code, and we've just said these are the groups of people that can live in a single-family structure, or dwelling, and these are the groups of people that can live in a multifamily structure. So we're not trying to define family in this at all. We're actually removing that.
But a subdivision with some deed restrictions could limit that list. They could say I know some of the towns have codes that say no more than four people, you know, unrelated, or some even more restrictive than that, I think, you know, in some of these resort areas, right?
And that really, as Lawrence sort of pointed out, that's the one thing that admittedly can get lost in all this. It's not a real big change from our ordinance, because our ordinance right now allows four unrelated people in a house. And you know, we also allow one or two people related by blood or marriage and their children. We really just expand that to say, you know, that it can be two single parents, and we clarify children to mean foster, step, adopted, or you know, if you're going.
But how about number four in the ordinance? Number four is a group residential facility licensed and approved by the appropriate state agency serving 10 or fewer persons with disabilities on a 24-hour basis. For some reason, that just I have a hard time. I thought we used to, Lawrence, require conditional uses for people who wanted to do these types of uses in residential zones in Sussex County.
No, that's true that we used to do it. That language.
Yet we continue to do that.
Well, because Title 22, Section 309 of the state code.
Okay, that's where it comes
that,
in.
That comes straight from it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where that language
where comes
straight
in.
From.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't any original thought on my part.
That trumps deed restrictions.
Yeah. Well, that's state law. So,
In your opinion as an attorney, if I had a subdivision and a house like this came next to me, that subdivision's homeowner association could not say no because of state law? Would that be your opinion?
Well, I don't want to stand here before you and give advice about what some homeowner association could or could not do.
Well, no, in your opinion, would they have to comply or not?
What I will tell you is that that trumps the county, in terms of what we can do or not do, because it's right in the state code. And that's the same thing as the definition of dwelling. Again, that was no original thought on my part. That came straight from federal law, from 42 United States Code. So,
because
it's here before us if we're being trumped.
Disability. Here's the other dilemma I have with my is disabilities now has been expanded into so much. Everything is pretty much a disability. So you could have sex offenders as a disability, right? I don't know.
No.
Yeah, and that the
I have no idea.
I don't know. It could be the way the federal government's going. I mean,
you could have a dog. If your psychiatrist says you should have a dog, it's considered.
Anything else, Mr. Cole?
Okay, the possibility that still I just in my mind again separating the dwelling part from the family. What is your opinion?
The way the ordinance is written. The way it's written. Is that you're providing a corrective definition of dwelling single family, dwelling multifamily, and striking You're taking out the word definition of family. Because it's been inserted somewhat into the three definitions.
Can I ask a silly question?
You're taking out that section.
I want to ask you a silly question. Why is this here even before us if we're being trumped?
Well, it's because we're making our code consistent with
state and federal law. It doesn't matter if our code consists or not. We're outvoted. We're done.
Well, I think it is important because if somebody's looking at what they can or can't do in Sussex County, the first place they're going to look is to what our county code says. And we don't want to be put in the position of enforcing our county code in a way that's inconsistent with federal or state law that gets us in trouble either on the state level or the federal level.
Yeah.
I mean, I hear what you're saying, but ultimately we have to make sure they're consistent.
We're misleading people if we don't bring it up to date.
Well, okay, I don't know.
And the grandfathering aspect of it doesn't mean anything?
No, I don't. On something like this, it's not going to be something that's grandfathered.
It sounds like what you're trying to do is get us to go along with the law, whether we agree with it or not. That's what I look at it, and to try
yeah,
to drag us in.
That's essentially it. Yeah.
Yeah. So okay, you can't. We're the county members. We all agree. What you guys pass at federal and state. Bring it down to us. We'll pat you on the back. It's good. We'll go along with it.
Well, I get just this. I know how lawyers are.
Sounds silly, but I mean, it sounds like to me it's a done deal here. It's a done deal before it reaches us, really.
Okay. Can I ask one last question?
Go ahead, George.
I hate to do this, play one again, but we got two law firms involved. We got two different lawyers. We've
actually got three on this one.
Three law firms. Okay. Everett Moore.
Yes.
As the attorney for this body, is there anything, I mean, I think you understand some of the concerns that we've had. Is there anything that you think is a gray area or something that, because I think a couple of the council people here are concerned about the direction this is leading us or forcing us to do or something.
Take us.
So I don't want to, like I said, I don't want to play one against the other.
But you are.
But I am.
Vince and I have discussed this at great length. Also, we've discussed it with Stephanie Hansen, and we are all in agreement that this would make our code then consistent with the state and federal law. I understand the concerns. But this does.
Okay, it makes us consistent. Are we allowed to be inconsistent?
If you're inconsistent, I think that what you are doing is potentially misleading Sussex County citizens because they go to our code and they look for definitions, and those definitions are not right because that's not quite how it would be enforced because state law would trump that.
Okay, you say misleading, but. If we're inconsistent, does that mean
state law trumps? State law and federal law will trump us.
Okay. I think, yeah, okay.
Right. Any more questions to council?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Then I guess we need.
I have a motion if you'd like.
Yeah, please, sir.
Be it moved that Sussex County Council hereby adopts an ordinance to amend Chapter 115, Article 1, Section 115-4 by amending the definitions of dwelling. Dwelling single family, dwelling multifamily, and family, based upon the information presented and the recommendation of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Pleasure of council. Okay, we're going to make a motion to adopt.
Why not? I'll make one.
Okay. Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Phillips. Any question on the motion?
I think we just this is something we have to do, and I don't want to have to get back acquainted with some of those folks at the federal level. As we have in the past.
And we'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
I still don't know what to do. I think we ought to defer it for a while. I
that might have been a motion.
Huh? I'm still thinking. Could you pass on me and come
Mr.
back
Phillips.
To me, please?
I'm going to have to take the recommendation of our legal staff. They have put a lot of time and effort into this. I've reviewed it. There is some points in there that could be of concern, but at some point in time, these $400 lawyers are going to have to earn their keep, and this is going to be one of them. I vote yes.
Wilson.
Not voting.
I'll vote yes. Mr. Cole, we'll come back to you.
I'll concur with Mr. Phillips. I I've heard from everybody, but I think at this point it's I hate to think it sound like I'm caving, but I don't know. I don't have the sophistication to ask the right questions, possibly. And it is a very confusing situation here, but I hope I've asked. I mean, with the questions I've asked and the answers I've gotten have said that, you know, there's not much wiggle room as I was looking for. So it may just be beating a dead horse, and this is the sign of the times, and I'll vote yes.
Motion carried.
Does Mr. Wilson have an opportunity?
Oh, sure, he can. Yeah. Mr. Wilson, would you care to vote, or?
Okay. Thank you.
Why vote when they've already told me what I'm going to do? So.
Got a point there. Thank everybody involved with this. It's been quite a process to get here, but appreciate it.
For a point of clarification, I'm speaking of the attorneys in Wilmington making that comment.
Good, thank you. I was going to ask that.
That was a big number. What was that, Jim? I heard that.
That's above the canal number.
We'll move. That, well, I thought that was the combined, what we were paying them all three of.
Three of them, yeah.
Afraid not.
We'll move now to grant requests. Mrs. Jennings, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. President, members of council. We have the first grant for your consideration is the Cape and Lopin Food Basket. They are requesting $1,500 to provide food in the Cape and Lopin area to those individuals and families in need. In 2013, they served 2,790 households, representing 8,019 people. Last grant received was $1,000 from Mr. Cole.
Let me get back to my Dropbox. We're looking to the
Cape and Lopin
Food Basket.
Grants. Wait, hang on.
You put that in Lewis? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I should contribute as well, Mr. Cole.
Well, it's a Lewis address, right?
Is it?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
There
no,
you go.
No, it's actually up there. So why don't you take care of that, please?
I can. I'll set aside $500 for it.
I'll give $300.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second Mr. Cole, to grant $800 to the Cape and Lopin Food Basket for operating expenses. Cost being $500, Mrs. Deaver's council bank account, and $300, Mr. Cole's. Questions on a motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
The next one is the Cape and Lopin High Schools requesting funds for the high school basketball boosters. The boosters offset the cost of participation in camps and clinics, college visits, and equipment. There is no specific amount requested. There have been no past grants for this booster club. The last booster club received a $1,000 grant.
That's not for rings or anything like that, is it?
No.
$200
it's for
each.
Camps.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion from Deaver and Cole, $200 each.
Yeah.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second Mrs. Deaver, to grant $400 at Cape and Lopin High School for the boys' basketball boosters for program costs. Being $200 Mrs. Deaver's account and $200 Mr. Cole's account.
Right.
Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
I would like to defer the next one, the Delmarva Teen Challenge, to a later agenda.
Okay.
The next one is the Delaware Community Foundation. They're requesting support for their Sussex County Merit Program. The Merit serves minority students with the goal of college acceptance and the procurement of college scholarships. This request is to institute a Sussex County Youth Conservation Group. There is no specific amount requested, and there have been no past grants for this program. This serves youth throughout the county, so therefore it would qualify for a countywide youth grant.
It would. Okay.
I'll make a motion to give $100 each.
How much do we have in that account?
$14,000.
$14,500.
It would come out of the youth.
Well, okay, $500 total.
I think this program has merit to receive a little bit more than that. It is an incredible program. It allows minorities in the county to enter a program where they meet with mentors and professionals in science and engineering. These students dedicate, I believe, time every 2 weeks to studying these trades and these sciences and engineering studies. They participate in a 3-week camp during the summer, all with the goal of allowing them to get into college. Otherwise, most of these children probably never would. It has been around for a very long time. I believe I heard 40 years.
I think it's about right.
And we haven't given it to before.
It has a great track record. I believe over 350 of these children have graduated from institutions of higher learning in the sciences and engineering. It is a program that's going to soon be in transition, and they could use a significant grant from us to help them in their potential change of leadership. I would make a motion that we give $5,000 from the countywide youth activity program.
Have we given before? We haven't gotten given before.
We have not given them a grant before, no.
Motion, Mr. Phillips.
I support a gift, but I don't know if I, at that level, I think we need to, since it's the first time, many of us aren't familiar with it, and I would suggest that we give $1,000 each. I mean, $1,000 total at this point. Do we find out more?
And we have a motion, Mr. Phillips, to get $5,000. Do I have a second for that motion? Yeah, that motion will die for lack of a second.
I would like to give them maybe $2,500.
Okay, well, I'll make a motion that we give $200 from each Councilmatic. No, it's coming out of this fund.
No, okay. Countywide.
So then you're going, you want to, well, he wants to give, he'll make another separate motion then for his Councilmatic grant.
No.
He wants to drop from 5,000
to 2,500. Oh, okay, for the total.
Yes. No, if nothing will be with our council.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, to grant $2,500.
I will make a second on
that. Mrs. Deaver seconds that motion. Any questions on the motion?
I would like to add another $1,000 from my discretionary account, if I can do that at this time.
In the same motion?
In separate motion.
Oh, do separate motion.
Separate motion, I think, okay. Yeah.
It's a good program.
Okay, take a vote on this first motion. The first motion is $2,500, and that's out of the countywide youth grant. Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Now, Mr. Phillips?
If I could give an additional $1,000 to the program, I'd appreciate it.
Motion, second. Mr. Phillips. Second, Mr. Cole, to grant $1,000 from Mr. Phillips' account bank account to the same Delaware Community Foundation for the Merit Program. Questions on that motion? Mm-hmm. We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Next one is the Delaware Community Foundation is requesting funds for the expansion of the Plus 3 network of Sussex County. The Plus 3 is a network, a national network, that enables participants to document various forms of physical activity for the purpose of raising funds for selected charitable purposes. To date, the Sussex network has raised over $12,000 to support Sussex Outdoors. There is no specific amount requested, and there have been no past grants for this program.
Could I ask Mr. Lawson if he has any additional information about this and how our county workforce may benefit?
Yes, I've been approached by representatives from the Plus 3 Network to have the county, as an organization of 500 employees, participate in the Plus 3 Network. And what the way the organization works is, you track your healthy lifestyle, whether it's exercise or simply drinking a glass of water. And if after you've signed up, you track your lifestyle and you get kudos for this activity. And as the kudos accumulate, you actually will raise funds for as an organization that can be contributed to a nonprofit of the organization's choice. The three hospitals in the county, BB, Nanticoke, and Bay Health, are all participating. And it's my understanding the leadership within those hospitals are going to launch a new 2015 campaign to reinvigorate the participation by those groups. I think at some point in the future, I was going to bring to council the idea that this county participate as well. It's free of charge. It costs no money for anyone to participate. It's simply tracking your healthy choices.
So these organizations raise money by doing these things. Okay, well, why don't we wait till we become join it? We'll raise funds within our organization.
Well, you don't raise funds. There are the Plus 3 Network and the folks that are promoting this idea are actively raising funds for the money that's going to be donated to the nonprofits of their choice. So there are other entities like the Longwood Foundation that are contributing to the Plus Three Network within the whole county. When BB, for instance, has raised a certain amount of kudos and funding that's going to be contributed to that nonprofit, that funding that's going to be contributed has been raised not by BB, but by the Plus Three Network.
With that said, I'd like to offer $1,000 from my discretionary account to this program. I think it's going to really be widely accepted and encouraged, and I'd ask other council members to consider also contributing.
I'll give $1,000.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second, Mr. Cole, to grant $2,000 to the Delaware Community Foundation with the Plus Three Network, being $1,000 from Mr. Phillips' account, $1,000 from Mr. Vincent's account. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Delmarva Clergy United and Social Action Foundation is requesting $1,000 to provide at least 500 children the opportunity to receive something for Christmas, such as coats, hats, and small toys. There is no specific amount requested. Last grant received was $1,000, which was $500 from Mr. Wilson and $500 from Ms. Deaver for their after-school program.
Oh, it must be up our way, huh?
Yeah.
You want to do that again?
You got any amount? Same thing?
Yes.
Okay. I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
To grant $1,000 to the Delmarva Clergy United Social Action for their Christmas gift program, being $500, Mrs. Deaver, and $500, Mr. Wilson. Questions on that motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Mrs. Jennings.
Good job.
Introduction proposed. Any orders, Mr. Moore?
There are none, Mr. President.
Well, so business brought before council, Mr. Guy.
Is there a mailbox around here? Oh, you can do that? Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. I think most people were here for that public hearing, but we'll run through this. George Dellinger,
mm-hmm.
Susanna Hain, Vince Brady, Linda Brady, Mary Groom, Richard Pope, Lisa Morrison, Paul Rieger.
Coming
down. Here you go. We got to take her.
Paul Rieger, 1171 Deer Forest, Georgetown, Delaware. Basically, the first thing that I'd like to comment on is with Route 113 with the tires disappearing, a lot of them going away from the tire place. I don't know whether that was done because due to the new constable of Sussex County being aforementioned in that, but excellent job in getting that done. Just hoping that leads to a little bit more of that with the enforcement, with his knowledge, maybe everything will start cleaning up a lot better. Second thing is with now that the dwelling definition, family definition is done, going into 2015, can we rectify a couple of the permitted special uses that are conflicts between the AR and the other stuff that's in there, and go through and come up with a couple other definitions for the farm pond, for the farm use for under 5 acres, satisfy how can under 5 acres basically have more rights as a farm than over 5 acres, which doesn't make sense, just to put a clarity on that. As the residents all were here speaking about earlier about the dogs or whatever pooping on here, I have that animal septic tank with, what we have, 27 pigs using it, and that was a little difference with digging a hole in there. So just try and rectify some things, certain concerns, and hopefully 2015 will be a better year with fixing it and getting some of the things out. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Dan Kramer.
I hope you starve. It's a payback, so don't make me rush. Only question. Got any what?
No.
I know you're going to ask about pole beans. I told you $50 a quart might get you one. Anyhow,
conflict of interest.
I just want to know one thing. What part of shill do you not understand?
You read it.
Shill, I think he said, not shell. He said shill with a Sussex County accent, which is shill.
Okay. I think to give the council time to read this, they can read lunchtime or something, we can come back and as we go in public session back again, we can deal with this, then go to public hearings.
Okay.
And we've got to have to read it, so.
Fair enough.
Everybody got a copy of this, correct?
Yep.
Okay, and this would be for introduction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if you have less time to read that, we'll come back and deal with that after lunch.
Oh. Make a motion to recess until 1:30.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Phillips, to recess until 1:30 for continuation of council meeting and then public hearings.
Yep.
Question on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.